One of the first slick pavilions inside the EAA gates belongs to Piper Aircraft.
Our top-of-the-line aircraft is $2.2 million approximately, and then probably the entry-level aircraft is around $329.
Jacqueline Carlin is Piper's Director of Marketing and Communication. She says their average brand-new plane runs a cool million. Even at that price, she expects the company will get leads on 3 to 5 new customers this week. Carlin says buyers come from all over.
We've had people from Mexico, people from Brazil, a lot of individuals from China and the Pacific Rim.
Piper is having one of its best fly-in weeks in several years. Granted, the average attendee isn't going to buy a million-dollar airplane.
The average age of a general aviation airplane in this country is almost 40 years old now.
Dave Franson is an aviation consultant, writer, and president of the Wichita Aero Club. Instead of buying a cost-prohibitive new plane, Franson says most general aviation enthusiasts opt for the used route. He says an older plane can be had for roughly $20,000. More cost is added through what he calls the three R's: refurbishing, rebuilding, and remanufacturing.
Well, let's say you paid $25,000 for an airplane that's 30 years old and that has some older equipment and some things that you want to update. You could basically, for the price of what you paid for the airplane, bring it up to a pretty good example of an airplane that's able to operate nicely in the current environment. And, of course, the more you spend, the more it will be like a new airplane.
Franson says much of the cost of new planes is in the cockpit controls, which are now glass, digital, and fitted with the newest electronic navigation systems. So he says manufacturers have little incentive to build less expensive models, but that they understand their product is pricey.
I think they all recognize that in order to keep the pilot population up and to make general aviation continually available for people, that you have to do a couple of things, and not the least of which is to make it something that is not only the purview of the rich man.
Besides the price of a plane, pilots also have to put in a lot of time meeting licensing regulations. Then there's $6 a gallon for fuel. But for Jeff Gehring of Slinger, it's like any other hobby, say boating or vintage cars. It's going to cost some money.
Flying can get rather expensive on the high end, but if you get into the affordable flying, you could get an airplane for $20,000 or so, and you can make it real affordable just for fun, which is what we do.
We is Jason, Gehring's 6-year-old son, who was busy playing a flight simulator video game.
We fly an airplane.
Do you think you'd like to fly a real airplane maybe someday?
Yeah.
With an eye to the future of general aviation, the EAA has a program called Young Eagles. It sets up kids from around the country with hometown pilots who give free introductory rides to someone who might be in the market for a new or refurbished plane years from now. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.